Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated July 14th, 2023, is titled, The Value of Well-Timed Words. I've never been what most would call witty. I'm the guy who thinks of what I should have said after the most opportune or effective time has long since passed. I'm also a terrible joke teller. Not sure if these two facts are related, but I felt compelled to share them. From a social perspective, I hardly score any points in this department, at least when it comes to attempting humor. Probably just as well, because when I do manage to think of something witty to say, I often regret it afterwards, based on the following. Ephesians 5:4 reads, "Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving." For some awful reason, I either conjure up the worst, quote, dad remark, or I say something crude. At my age, I should just give up, at least on the stuff that is unbecoming of the one who indwells me as a believer. I feel dirty afterwards, to boot. Yuck. The whole scene is just bad. Ephesians 4:29 reads, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Proverbs 21:23 reads, "Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble." Psalm 19:14 reads, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." I think I'll just stay focused on words that have real value in this life. Notice I didn't say, quote, value in this world, because the world emboldens, quote, filthiness, foolish talk, crude joking. Psalm 1 reads, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the ways of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." A person whose heart is focused on the Lord is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. Verse 3a. In other words, what comes out of their mouth is what abides in their hearts, a la Matthew 15:18, namely gracious words. They exercise good judgment when the moment calls for it, seizing the opportunity to bring glory to God instead of humoring the human flesh. Proverbs 16:23-24 reads, "The heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body." If I were to ever get a tattoo, I think the words, "gracious words are like a honeycomb," would look good in ink. What do you think? I say this for the benefit of others because that's what the Bible is getting at here. Gracious words are among the greatest gifts you can possibly give another human being, and if said words are holy scripture, then it doesn't get any better. See also this past blog called The Best Encouragement, linked here. Proverbs 15:23 reads, "To make an apt answer is a joy to a man, and a word in season, how good it is." The value of well-timed words, gracious words, cannot be overestimated. Ask yourself this question. Can you recall any critical moments throughout your own life when the gracious words of someone else saved your day from being a complete catastrophe? Or has anyone ever been sent by God to you in your greatest time of need with just the right words of encouragement? I've met a lot of people in my life who have said that they wouldn't be alive if it weren't for the well-timed words of someone else. Now, what if those encouragers chose to dismiss your pain with a joke? You get my point? Proverbs 15:4 reads, "A gentle tongue is a tree of life." Wisdom is what we need, my friend. Knowing the right thing to say at the right time could literally save someone's life someday. And since we never really know who's going through what, maybe the best approach to speech in general is to keep it godly. What do you think? Galatians 6:9-10 reads, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are of the household of faith." Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.